Hello and welcome to the new human. Transmissions of a new consciousness, a new earth paradigm, and the frequencies of fifth world. And welcome to September 2020. This month is like, it's just like its own bright star on the horizon. So much reflecting a very imminent and quite palpable collective timeline shift. And this shift will physicalize as we journey through this truly reality shifting month. And I'm going to spend some time today on energy, what is happening in our lives, our relations, our thought processes, our bodies, and our world from a vibrational understanding and perspective. Energy is the event happening. And once you begin to understand and work with this new energy in a conscious and heartfelt way, you become a powerful co-creator of a new earth and humanity, which is the greater purpose of your life and my life. Life as we know it, the greater why of your being here on this planet, in this now. It's to co-create a new world. We are currently, as of September, in a really highly charged wave of ascension energy. The light is increasing exponentially on our planet, which will manifest as a lot of drama and unrest in unconscious minds and circumstances. Everything is trying to get our attention on so many levels because now is the moment to change. One metaphor that comes in is jumping rope with friends. So two people are standing at either end of the rope, twirling it, and you are waiting for just the right moment to jump into that spiraling motion. Recently, I went with a group of 16-year-old boys to a secret swimming hole on the river where they live out in Burnsville. It's about an hour outside of Asheville. And again, listen for the metaphor and feel the energy of what I'm sharing. So the attraction that they took me to was a 25-foot leap into the river below. You had to walk down railroad tracks and shimmy down the side of the railroad track. It was this really steep descent down to where the river and a lot of rocks were. And then to get to the jump, you had to swim from one side of the river across in really strong currents. And then you had to shimmy up a rock and mud riverbank to get up to where you jumped from. So it took a lot of work just to arrive at the destination. One of the teens, my best girlfriend's nephew, jumped first, no hesitation. But the second young man that was going to go before me stood and deliberated and hesitated and worked himself up with all these mental gymnastics and a healthy dose of fear. So that moment, feel that moment where you have to make a decision. One moment on sure footing, feeling confident. Okay, I know this terrain. And then the next, you're not so sure. Can you do it? Will you do it? September is offering a now or never choice point. No right, no wrong, no good, no bad, but it is a choice point. The old realities are deconstructing. All that is not aligned with love and unity and best selves forward must collapse, just as the time structures must collapse, so that a higher level of truth and presence may be revealed. New energy, new life force, new and higher presence coming in. It necessitates upheaval and exposure of all that is not working, no longer serving survival and the ability to thrive for this planet and humanity. All the current unrest and pandemonium from every corner of the denser reality should not be a surprise. If you are attuned to energy and the light and your own soul and your own purpose here, deeper and deeper and deeper into your being, expanding that awareness, expanding that light. So you feeling confused at any given moment should not be a surprise, because confusion is an opportunity to switch your operating system and make a new choice. Confusion means something is knocking at the door of your higher consciousness and awareness, your embodied, expanded being, to pause because you are at a choice point. All the sensationalism in the news around the world. All this, is this really happening? What next? Events on a global level is simply a way to keep the old narrative alive. So we got to be really careful, very discerning, and aware in how we are responding, what we are giving our energy to, because now is the moment, your moment, to change the narrative of whatever your story has been to a new and responsible creation directly fed by the narrative of your soul. I have a lot to share with you today. I'm grateful to be here and feel kind of lit up about the level of light intel and new information streaming in to share with you here today. I'm your host, Deanne Hampton. Magical carpet ride, spaceship through time and space, enveloping ourselves in the divine feminine, in the mother, earth mother's love, and Gaia, the fifth dimensional energies. And you know, when I speak to you of now being the moment to change the narrative. It's coming from profound experience that I've been gifted and had myself just in the recent weeks to understand on a cellular level in real life circumstances, our everyday reality, how much this new energy is impacting the old timelines and those we love and our relations, past, present, and future. It is Sunday, September 6th, and if you are ready, with all that we have been through as a species this year, September is the beginning of a new reality and, a new experience of you. So let's just pause here for a meditation moment, an opportunity to fully arrive, to settle in, to only hear, only now. Mind still, body relaxed, ready to receive. If you get up each day with the intention to prepare your mind, your body, and your life to receive, to be an open vessel for this light, and your own vertical axis of multidimensional embodiment, there is no limit to the support, the understanding, the power, and love that is available to you now.